The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Here's what I learned this week, Toxic Friendship Edition, in 5 minutes.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for, but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, my beautiful babies. Welcome to the mini-series of Almost Adulting with me, your favorite host, your big sister, and your bestie, Violet Benson. My Tuesday episodes are for my besties that aren't into podcasts. Maybe you don't have time to listen to a full hour, or you just need that quick pep talk. So before we start, make sure to tap the subscribe button so you never miss another Tuesday or Thursday episode again. If you do enjoy today's episode, please share this episode in your stories or with your friends, since it really helps the podcast a lot. It means the world to me, and it also makes a huge difference, and it helps me be able to continue producing these episodes. Okay, since this is still Mental Health Month, who you surround yourself with is just as important for your mental health, if not one of the most important ones. So today, here is what I learned this week, Toxic Friendship Edition, in 5 minutes. Here's the thing. When we're in a bad romantic relationship, it's like everyone can see it. And your friends tell you right away that it's time to let that bad person go. Yet when it comes to bad friendships, for some reason, we let those linger on for years. Why is this so different? Why is this so hard to let go? Why do we punish ourselves and keep toxic people around? Is it because we're so used to them? Is it because we don't know how to let them go? Maybe it's guilt? Or is it because we really can't tell that they're bad for us? Well, I did the research for you, so you don't have to. So here are 5 signs you're in a toxic friendship, part one. Number one, they're always starting drama. Sometimes it feels like you can't even have one good night with them because it's always something they're upset about. Whether someone looked at them the wrong way, someone's talking about them, it's an ex problem, ex friend problem, whatever it is, it's either with you or it's with other people, but it's always something. And if they're not having a good night, you best believe you won't either. Number two, you give more than you receive. Whether it's them depending on you for constant validation or support, or them making everything about them, a toxic friend will make you feel like no one else gets them like you do. They will praise you for how helpful you are. So it makes you feel obligated to constantly be there for them, even when you don't feel like it or it's crossing your boundaries. Which brings me to number three. Number three, they disrespect your boundaries. Setting boundaries is so important, and of course, it can be very challenging in any relationship. But supportive friends will work hard to understand and to respect your limits. Toxic friends, on the other hand, will believe that they're exempt from your boundaries, especially when they need your support, which happens to be a lot of the time. They will make you feel like the bad guy for needing to set these boundaries, like there's something wrong with you, like no one else needs to do this except you. Number four, they make themselves a perpetual victim. They never see what they're doing is wrong. They constantly embellish stories, exaggerate life issues, or completely change past scenarios to fit their narrative that they're the victim in that story in order to obtain support from you or from others. No matter what it is, it seems like the world is always, quote unquote, out to get them. They live in victimhood. Toxic friends often seem like they're always in a crisis. From small problems to big problems, it's always something. And even if the problems are real, they rarely take any initiative to control their reactions or improve the situation. Instead, they take up all your time, all your attention, and try to drag you down with them into their drama because it helps contribute to their narrative that what they're going through deserves the most attention and the most respect. It's actually a trait of a self-pity narcissist that I will cover more deeply in another episode. Number five, and this one is super important, you're constantly fighting. Research shows that for any good relationship, you need 5 good interactions for every 1 bad one. That means that for every one negative feeling or interaction between two people, there must be five positive feelings or interactions in order to build a strong foundation where both people feel heard and seen and enjoy the relationship. So, whoever came to mind right now while I said these five signs is who you're currently in a toxic friendship with. And by the way, they may not even know that they're toxic. That's the thing. I think people get really freaked out by the word toxic, where they think it means that they're a bad person. No. They may not know that they're toxic. They may not even know what they're doing. Toxic people aren't always necessarily bad people, just FYI. It's usually people who have some traits of narcissism or low self-esteem. It's selfish people or not very self-aware people. The people that are normally not that self-aware are usually the ones that walk around calling themselves sensitive or empaths. But really, they're only aware of their own feelings, not those around them. Which is something I'm actually going to cover another time, or probably in part three of this. Anyway, tune in next Tuesday for part two of five more signs you're definitely in a toxic friendship and it's time to move on. And don't forget to check out this Thursday's episode about life after cancer with the CEO of FabFitFun. That's all. Until then, make better life decisions, besties. Bye.